Divided Kingdom. This is Lou Caverly.
And Elizabeth Cuppett Caverly.
We're recording on September 14th, 2022. In our September snapshots of summer shocks / secrets, we open with a snapshot of you in grave danger.
Yes, Lou, and as we lead into this opening part of the program, we again have to think about how the COVID shots are resulting in these deaths. And we've heard this new statistic that one out of every 482 people in the UK and Great Britain, within a month of the COVID shots, were dead. One out of 482. Astounding statistics. And we had a little communique from Art in Pennsylvania, September 9th. He said, Elizabeth, you done got me curious. For almost a month now, I've been checking the obituaries in a local paper almost daily. Yep, over half died at home. May Yahweh bless. And so, of course, Art sent me looking into the newspaper here locally. And the interesting, auspicious date was September 11th, 2022. And by the way, you may think, listeners, where were they? Where were Lou and Elizabeth about September 11th? There wasn't a spark of anything. There wasn't a note of anything out of our program. We were so overcome by so many things at this time, it actually almost slipped our mind. But we do hope you will go to DividedKingdomRadio.com. And again, that's DividedKingdomRadio.com. And go into Breaking News Archives. And there you will see all of our essays. And I believe the ones now that are older, Lou, what does it say the category is under that?
Well, now you've got me. We haven't used that lately a great deal. But just look down. I think there are three categories.
I think doesn't it say something about older articles or something?
It might very well.
Within Breaking News. You'll have to hunt around a little bit, listeners, perhaps. And we used to have a category, I think, just for older news. We're not sure whether that's there right now or not. But you can try to go down through the main part. Just keep going and see what happens. At any rate, when you get to the time of September 11th last year, when it was the big anniversary, we had quite a bit of stuff from my book, Chaos and Chemtrails, the first part, the first book in that series, America Attacked, Patriots Warning 1. And so we had a lot of interesting material there, so you may find that. And, of course, we do have to reiterate again. I think Google told people searching for Divided Kingdom Radio that where did the people get their information? It was kind of putting us into a disrepute. Well, you know what? The Flight 93 memorial story, that lie about the passengers, let's roll, all of that, an actual close family member of mine actually talked with a man in person in that area of Pennsylvania, and he said that he saw the second plane. So we believe that it was shot down, probably, and another Vietnam veteran in the area heard a missile. He knew what a missile sounded like from his work in the military. So we really just cannot stop looking for the truth. An eyewitness seeing the plane, that's better than all the lies that we can read in the newspapers, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and that's better than all of the local hoopla, bringing Cheney one time, I think, to speak there. Biden, I think, was there. The big Flight 93 memorial occasion. So having said that, that takes care of September 11th. And now, we also didn't mention the Queen's death again. We did, a little while back, talk about the Queen's role in 1967 in helping to institute abortion into the UK. So, we don't need to say a lot about it, except we could say one word, Diana. The world was rather upset when, at first, the Queen didn't seem to show much grief. We could bring out the tabloids, finding dead bodies on the royal land. We could bring out Alfred Springmeier's book that talked about the Satanism in the royal family. We're not going to do that today, but we had an AP article, and this was by Jill Lawless, and this was September 9th. And the headline was, Queen Elizabeth II, a monarch bound by duty, dies at 96. And, of course, Lou also heard, I believe, on Fox News, a commentator saying that she was a devout Christian all her life. And now in this article, the AP article, it goes on and on. It would be too long to read all of it, but I thought that one little pithy part was interesting. Despite being one of the world's wealthiest people, Elizabeth had a reputation for frugality and common sense. She was known as a monarch who took care to turn off lights in empty rooms, a country woman who didn't flinch, from strangling pheasants. I thought that was a very telling little vignette. So with that, we leave the royal family, and we do feel compassion for their grief. We always felt compassion for Harry and William after the very suspect death of Diana, their mother, their beloved mother, who by all accounts was a great mother to them. So now we're coming back to this idea, what is this grave threat waiting for all of you? We're back in those obituaries again, and Art, now looking in the local paper here in Maryland on September 11th, we had, his first name was John. Now, was he 60? Was he 70? Was he 80? No. He was 28 years old. John passed away on Tuesday, September 6th, 2022. He was 28. And it talks about how he cherished time with his family and friends. He loved his dogs and working on his trucks. Okay. That's just one obituary. Think about the UK. One out of every 482 people who took the COVID shots was dead in a month. And so now we move next to the radio monologue that I wrote September 14th. We are presenting this as we record. Life, short but not sweet. Cries for sanity. Four-star warning from Stu Peter Show, Fall 2022. New killing plan. Who will listen to save their lives? After 2 years of this COVID clot shot murder machine moving ever at warp speed instead of slowing down, it is intent to root out every human being on Earth, down to the tiny six-month-olds hiding in their bassinets. This universal global assassination is now almost inexorably in charge. Judy Mikovits declared on the Stu Peters Show Monday, September 12th, they killed my daughter-in-law. The goal is to kill everyone with COVID shots. She spoke of a certain element in the COVID vaccine, and some other vaccines too, made from mouse leukemia viruses, and how it facilitates increases in cancer and neurodegenerative diseases. Dr. Mikovits's earnest cry for justice and sanity. They need to destroy these cell lines. We need to destroy all these bioweapons that were made since the 1980s. Stu Peters, September 12th, also interviewed Dr. Jane Ruby and an anonymous VA, that's Veterans Administration, whistleblower. The former Veterans Administration supervisor told of new cancers in VA patients exploding during 2021 and the suppression of data getting into VAERS. Early on, she witnessed the huge increases of strokes and heart emergencies post-COVID vaccination. Later, she began to witness many cancer cases materialize in young people, just as Dr. Mikovits described would happen from the COVID shots. One patient who had had four COVID shots had cancer emerge in multiple organs all at once, including kidneys and pancreas. after being harassed, stopped from working at the VA for months, and finally forced to take a COVID test that left her ill and with a fever of 103 degrees for days, the whistleblower finally resigned. Warnings from Stu and whistleblower, Stu Peters. Quote, "This was a push to inoculate every veteran and current soldier," end of quote. Whistleblower, quote, "I am warning others. It is not the same VA as when I started." And I have to add a postscript there. I think she had been working there for 3 years. Point two, quote, "The VA has set up 6 months of mass vaccination clinics." Dr. Jane Ruby's warnings to Stu were even more horrifying. "More Dr. Mengele mad research projects. We all must be made aware at once in order to protect ourselves and our families." Point one, Moderna is rolling out Vivalent, a new COVID, quote, vaccine. This, quote, vaccine is bivalent, containing two genetic codes. The word valent means, quote, genetic code. Last year, Stefan Bancel, Moderna CEO, made the braggadocio statement that Moderna was, quote, going to put in at least 10, emphasis added, mRNAs. The new bivalent COVID, quote, vaccine was only tested on 8 rats who all got sick after the shot and before they were euthanized. No human trials. Though Dr. Ruby reports some big box stores and pharmacies have lied and said there were indeed human trial participants. She points out Walgreens' history of medication errors, sometimes with the wrong dosage. The 8 sick rats represent a 100% failure rate. Stu reminded Dr. Ruby that new stats from the UK show that 1 out of 482 people getting the COVID shot were dead within a month. Ominously, it was noted that Dr. Robert Malone, who claims to be the originator of mRNA, once told Stu on air that, quote, "There are things I cannot talk about." Dr. Jane quoted Dr. Malone, September 26, 2021, saying, as he was working on Rocovax, quote, "I am involved in second stage COVID vaccine development," end of quote. Dr. Ruby explained, quote, "Rocovax is a multivalent, multi-mRNA strands accelerated COVID vaccine," end of quote. Unbelievably, this second-generation multivalent research from June 22nd to the present is still active as a special NIH, National Institutes of Health, website. The website says it continues to be an active part of Warp Speed. No end in sight. Refuse or die. You know, Lou and I were pretty tired lately. We've had a lot of stressful things, and we do need your help. If you value this warning, you're not going to get it anywhere else. It's because we are intrepid investigators, and we are standing with courage in the gap for the Lord. And if you want to keep us on air, this is our very worst time. The next 2 months probably are the very worst time financially. If you can send a few $100s, you can send some cash. You can send an anonymous money order. I made a little error. I said something about an email from Pittsburgh. No, it was a money order. It was a life-saving money order. God bless you, whoever you were. And so remember, you can send things anonymously to Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. You can send a check made out to Global Star Communications, or you can send a check made out to WWCR, and these will be credited toward the Divided Kingdom. So we do ask for your help. Some of you who can only send $5 have been very faithful, almost monthly, to help us. $20 is a help, a great help. $40 is good. And right now we do need some significant amounts of money because it is a bill of $600 for the radio every month, plus $70 for the little phone renewal. There's paper. We were running out of paper. We run out of stamps. And that good doctor from Pennsylvania, remember to pray for his health. He is trying to help us with stamps and with a contribution weekly. He's the only person giving us a contribution weekly. So do pray for him. Pray for another woman's family. Some of them have cancer. They've taken the vaccine shots, and some of them look looks of hatred to this woman when she mentions anything about ivermectin. And even Dr. Mike Fitz talked about it being useful for cancer. So, you know, pray that some of these relatives who are beset by satanic hatred from the brainwashing of the MSM, that they will wake up, and not take any more of these damnable shots. We have to remind you, too, that Dr. Ruby also said there were reports they were putting in multiple mRNAs in the flu shots. So be warned. Don't take any vaccines at this time at all, says Dr. Ruby. This is what she advises. Now, after this essay, which will be shortly posted at DividedKingdomRadio.com. And again, send your friends, your church member friends, your relatives to read the essays under breaking news at DividedKingdomRadio.com and to listen to any prior programs. Every program for the last month has been very crucial. And so now there's a big update. First of all, we have the follow-up to Mike Adams's microscopy exploration of that strange white clot. And we must make it clear, even though we are criticizing Mike Adams very much for recommending Dr. Mehmet Oz for the Senate in Pennsylvania after we emailed Mike two or three times about certain connections. We'll get into that a little bit more later. We do thank God for Mike Adams and his bravery in this COVID situation and for his websites that bring out much truth. We just pray that God will help him to firmly abandon New Age ideas and David Icke's influence and the idea that we can choose to compromise. So at any rate, we thank him also for Brighteon, the network in which we find people like Stu Peters and Dr. Jane Ruby. Now, there was an interview with Matt Taylor, and I believe this was Stu Peters, and he's just an ordinary engineer. And he happened to find, listeners, that he could hook up the parts of these COVID vials. He could hook them up, and then all this nano circuitry would come to life when it was hooked up to the internet. And he could see this all forming, and he is a sort of a genius, I think, in electrical engineering. So he knew this was circuitry, and these things were forming. But when he turned it off, the 4G router was turned off, it all disappeared. Now, a listener wondered what would happen if he put it back on, then would it start to reassemble? And it did. So he wants more people to duplicate his experiment because he said he's not any kind of a microbiologist or an expert with that. Now, we move to the information on the Stu Peters Show from Tuesday, September 13th, 2022. Maria Z, who is a reporter from Australia, has reported, again, that these things are not planned to end. You heard in my essay that we still have an active NIH website that is part of, working on Operation Warp Speed. We also, I think that we have also heard that the gain-of-function research has not been stopped. Now, that should make you think that we are those little conies hiding in the rocks, and they're cunning. They're coming for us. And Australia was the template for the camps. We saw that, how one woman, I think, was just picked up innocently off a bus, forced to go to the quarantine camp and be tested and stay there in isolation. It was kind of a just see how far we can push people towards some kind of a medical martial law. So Maria Z has reported that there is a new global center for pandemic therapeutics. And this has just been formed, I think, in Australia. Again, let me give that to you. Global Center for Pandemic Therapeutics. And they have just published a report. And the report is supposed to do this. It's supposed to be, quote, strengthening Australia's pandemic response. And in this report that is to be strengthening Australia's pandemic response, my gosh, listeners, it identifies the next five pandemics. And I think they list as sources the WHO and Bill Gates. Lou, you didn't know we were going to have five more pandemics.
No, that really hit me. I mean, these people must be awfully smart.
You know, they must be clairvoyant.
Yes, they must be.
And, of course, there's an organization here that published this. It's called the CSIRO. Let me say that one more time. The CSIRO in Australia that published this report, Strengthening Australia's Pandemic Response. And it identified the next five pandemics, as we said. And also, this is a connection, this CSIRO, says Maria Z, to the Wuhan research, the gain-of-function research. It had a connection with that. So everything interrelates. You know, we have the World Economic Forum. We have WHO. We have the CDC. And then Maria Z moved on to talk about the extreme surveillance because they are going to preemptively, regularly collect this kind of data. And this kind of data, you see, is going to be using digital things on people. We don't know exactly what they're going to do there. But the CSIRO also was involved in weather modification, she reported. And the report also blames climate change in viruses. Now, you know, that's kind of far out, isn't it, Lou?
Yeah, they obviously don't make a good connection there. What in the world does climate change have to do with viruses? But that's what they said.
Yeah, you know, we think that Wuhan had a little more to do with it. NIH had a lot to do with it, but we didn't think weather modification people could be blaming the virus on that. You know, anything they can say to just make people be more stupid, they'll do it. And they said this, too. Quote, humans are the problem. They don't want you going into nature to hunt. Now, I have to clarify that. I was in error there. That was Maria Z herself analyzing this, why they're kind of elevating this idea again of climate change. It all hooks into the same thing, the depopulation agenda. And Stu, she warned Stu. She says, you know, you're going to have to look at your QR code to even turn on your refrigerator. It's going to get to that point of regulation of the minuscule parts of our lives if we don't do something, if we don't begin to stand up against this. So she said this institute has endorsed gene editing and targeting. It's all fitting together, isn't it, Lou? It's a really bad thing. But I think that now brings you up to date, and you will want to send people to our website to read this new radio monologue, Life, Short but Not Sweet, at DividedKingdomRadio.com. And Lou?
Elizabeth and I want to mention that we heard the WWCR announcement and an invitation for Divided Kingdom listeners to contribute to help keep us on the air. And we want to thank, as we begin today, want to thank WWCR for their wonderful return of our Wednesday nights. Our hearts are filled with deepest gratitude to WWCR. Now, a huge behemoth is no more. I'm going to share some very interesting facts from an essay by James Collins in the Southwest Radio Church's Prophetic Observer for September 2022. Of course, this excerpt will not include the pre-tribulation rapture escape for the church that Collins and the Southwest Radio Church sadly extol so mightily. But other than that, this article reveals a lot that none of us heard about in the aftermath of the destruction of the Georgia Guidestones.
More scandals and secrets. More shocks and secrets from the summer, Lou.
Oh, that's so right. And this again is by James Collins. When the Georgia Guidestones exploded on July 7th, 2022, the blast set in motion more than just the bringing down of the unusual monument. There also exploded many theories of possible purposes for the stone structures and why it was brought down. At approximately 4 a.m. local time, July 7th, an explosion of undetermined origin rocked the structure, destroying at least one column and other parts of the monument. Cameras, apparently on the structure 24/7, failed to capture who was responsible for the destruction and exactly what happened. The morning after the explosion, news reporters were on the scene. Daniel Graves, the mayor of Elberton, Georgia, a town located nearest to the Georgia Guidestones, was also on the scene. He was interviewed by several reporters. He said, quote, "My initial reaction to the explosion was heartbreak and anger, frustration, and I think that's consistent with the community's reaction," unquote. He went on to say that despite the bad reputation, the Georgia Guidestones were not evil. He also said the monument to the New World Order brought money into his community from tourism. Spoken like a true politician. One could also argue that prostitution, drug trafficking, and gambling also bring money into communities. But that still doesn't make it right. No, as you will see, the Georgia Guidestones were in fact very evil. Secret construction. Sometimes called the American Stonehenge, the Georgia Guidestones were a granite monument believed to have been installed by globalists in that quest for a one-world order. The Guidestones were commissioned by a person or a group under the pseudonym R.C. Christian. The monument was built in the shape of a Nazi swastika and projected from a platform at different angles, each of the stones from a different base.
And Lou and I did not know that it was shaped like a swastika. Everywhere we see the neo-Nazi influence in this kind of COVID shot medical police state. The T4 is arising again. What else, Lou, about the Guidestones?
The structure was erected in Elbert County, Georgia, and unveiled on March 22, 1980. On each side of the capstone, engraved in four ancient languages, Babylonian cuneiform, classical Greek, Sanskrit, and Egyptian hieroglyphic, were the words, "Let these be Guidestones to an age of reason." Written in eight languages, English, Russian, Mandarin Chinese, Arabic, classical Hebrew, Swahili, Hindi, and Spanish, were cryptic instructions for a utopian society. Satanic commandments. Here are the 10 demands of the globalist New World Order agenda, which were chiseled on the Georgia Guidestones. 1. Maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. 2. Guide reproduction wisely, improving fitness and diversity. 3. Unite humanity with a living new language. 4. Rule passion, faith, tradition, and all things with tempered reason. 5. Protect people and nations with fair laws and just courts. 6. Let all nations rule internally, resolving external disputes in a world court. 7. Avoid petty laws and useless officials. 8. Balance personal rights with social duties. 9. Prize truth, beauty, love, seeking harmony with the infinite. 10. Be not a cancer on the earth. Leave room for nature. Leave room for nature. Suspicious case. It seems to me that these demands of the New World Order are a satanic mockery of the Ten Commandments given by God to Moses and the Israelites. It also seems very odd to me that the entire monument was quickly knocked down following the explosion. It was then cleared totally in a day without apparent investigation by authorities of any kind. And this is Lou speaking. I'll just interject. That's reminiscent of what happened at 9/11. Before any of the remains of the towers could be analyzed for residue of explosives or anything like that, they were shipped overseas. And some of them apparently ended up in communist China, of all places. And going way back to my early life, at the assassination of President Kennedy, the presidential limousine was not examined thoroughly, but was shipped off, I think, to Detroit, and worked on so that any evidence that might have been of the shots that were fired at President Kennedy were quickly lost forever. So this is that same kind of attitude where get rid of the evidence quickly. Going on with the article, you would think that the area would have been searched for evidence before the Georgia Guidestones were demolished and the debris hauled away. Another thing, the Guidestones were apparently upon a large stone base under which there was a time capsule. On the base, no date was given as to when the time capsule was to be opened. Was the time capsule opened after the explosion? Nobody seems to have an answer. For now, law enforcement, including the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, says they are searching for those who planted the explosive device. The GBI released surveillance videos from the site, but have not shared any other details. Local prosecutors have suggested the bombing comes with a steep sentence of at least 20 years in prison, since the stones were owned and maintained by the county and considered a public building. As of this writing, no arrests have been made. What does the explosion and demolition of the Georgia Guidestones mean? I haven't a clue. But considering all the strange things going on with the globalists on a rampage to bring in their new world order, there should be considerable questions about the destruction of this tremendously controversial monument to their desire to get rid of so much of humanity. Before they were destroyed, the Georgia Guidestones' number one commandment was to reduce the population of the earth to 500 million. That means over 7 billion, with a B, 7 billion people would have to be eliminated. That sounds like satanic ambitions, doesn't it? The devil hates humanity and is doing all he can to destroy the souls and bodies of God's creation called man. You know, it's sort of ironic. The Georgia Guidestones were supposed to be prophetic. There was supposed to be a guide to the future for the New World Order. But they didn't see the explosion on July 7th, 2022 coming, did they? Once again, that was from the Prophetic Observer, Southwest Radio Church, written by James Collins. All right, now this is Lou again. We seem to have encountered a small collision with the spirit of questioning. Elizabeth and I got a few negative reactions to our expose of Dr. Mehmet Oz, and Elizabeth suggesting voters should not choose him for the Pennsylvania Senate. One faithful listener and man who witnesses faithfully for our Lord said, quote, "Maybe since there's just one thing wrong, we should vote for Oz and not the other man, a Democrat who looks like a demon," unquote. Another listener got the details mixed up, saying we should pick the better of the two, even if Oz was a, quote, pro-abortion body parts seller, unquote. The listener said he must, quote, adamantly disagree with Elizabeth Cuppet Cavalli for her little diatribe of 9/8/22, and was she harshly, pointedly castigated Mike Adams for his endorsement of Dr. Oz. The same listener, who often has a lot of provocative and interesting historical NWO knowledge and facts, also seemed to get it wrong when he made the statement in his letter, "Those Sanhedrin letters of the mob know how to rig and fix the vote count of, by, for Dominion." Well respected, and that's the end of the quote. Well respected Patriot General McInerney, when interviewed post 2020 election, told Brandon House all about the CIA involvement with Dominion and servers in Frankfurt, Germany. Not that there aren't some bad NWO Jewish Illuminati, but this case is clear cut. CIA and Dominion at the forefront. But other times, this same listener has given us bombshell wake-up information, such as Ollie's platoons cutting off ears, and Pete Buttigieg's alleged connections with Afghanistan opium guarding. And we thank this listener for a very kind money order contribution in June.
Yes, Lou, we do. And now we can't verify this. The same listener has some very interesting information, and we have not had any time to verify it. So we just say these are allegations, but I'm quoting now from his latest communique. In 1324, the trial of Lady Kytellere, I think I may have to just spell her name, capital K-Y-T-E-L-E-R, Kyteller, something like that, in Ireland, brought up the allegations that she was a witch, that she sacrificed a red cock to one, quote, Robin, who was called an Ethiopian. The use of the name Robin and Robinette and other variations, Robinette, and that's spelled R-O-B-I-N-E-T-T-E, is more than once found in European witchcraft cases. The appearance of the black man with horns is not uncommon. Recall the, quote, coincidence that Joe Robinette Biden has a cousin named Robinette, both nephews of old Mr. FBI J. Edgar Hoover, who knew nothing of the existence of mafia organized crime until discovered at their Appalachian New York sit-down in 1957. The same FBI boss man, attending with his significant other and number two FBI, Clyde Tolson, flying around the nation to all the racetracks, comped, and I think there he means compensated, and that's short for that, by these very same compadres, waging and winning with insider tips about those fixed odds and horses. Mafia? What mafia? Tony and Louie been fixing horse races and betting odds as long as they have been fixing election results. Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Oh, viva lost wages!
If the Robinette Biden J. Edgar Hoover connections can be corroborated, this is indeed an interesting little tidbit. Now, back to the Mamet Oz voting matter for a bit. Elizabeth and I find we must agree with Pastor Butch's longtime Christian stand to not vote at all if both men running are quite evil and against Christ.
And let me interrupt, Lou. You and I had quite a discussion about this. We were really thinking about this, that we have to put our trust completely in Jesus Christ, and that we cannot contaminate something with a little bit of leaven. And, you know, you and I both agreed that if we were looking in a different time than this, when this big medical cabal has taken charge worldwide to kill people, depopulation agenda of billions, if we were not in that kind of an era, and there were two candidates, and maybe the one had done a little bribery, or a little bit of some kind of price-fixing idea there, and the other one, you know, was not too much better. In that case, we probably would vote for one or the other, we said. But this idea of a candidate who has closely affiliated himself with and promoted Dr. Garofalo, who is doing these murderous operations on children. It's like murdering them for the whole rest of their lives. You and I agreed we could not. We could not vote. We cannot vote. If you vote for no one, then you put it in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ, who will have his vengeance, who will bring miracles like Roe v. Wade. No man really brought that about. That was a miracle from God. Now, when we were talking together, I said to you, I think I would probably, if I had to vote for one or the other, I would vote for a man who murdered adults before I would vote for a man who had murdered children. So that's just a little background of us in our own living room. Now, of course, as we present these ideas to you, we're not telling you how to vote or whether to vote, because God gave you free will. That's one of the greatest gifts he ever gave mankind. So we are not despotically telling you what to do. You need to pray deeply and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to guide you as to his will for you in this matter. So, Lou, tell us more about this. Go on with what you had to say there. And then you have some good documentation.
Yes, since there is confusion over Dr. Mehmet Oz's actions, we will recap some bullet points from LifeSite News, two of their articles. Now, note, we are not even getting into Dr. Oz's New Age spiritual connections. Author Warren Smith at Lighthouse Trails Publishing Company has documented those very well. And we'll
along with Robert Schuller and other New Age devotees.
That's right. And before we get to the points, what about Dr. Oz? He needs much closer scrutiny, even if he suddenly grabbed hero headlines on September 11th, of all interesting dates. National Files headlined, Dr. Oz jumps Barry to provide medical aid after woman collapsed during rally. Oz rushed into the crowd at Bucks County, Pennsylvania rally on Saturday. Oz reportedly leapt into action within 30 seconds after the woman collapsed, jumping over a barrier that separated the stage from the crowd. So that was certainly a very good thing. But now, from LifeSite News, an article that appeared December 4th, 2021 by Raymond Wolf, we have these points. And this, I believe, was soon after Oz announced his candidacy for that Senate seat in Pennsylvania. Dr. Oz ran a special on transgender children during his show's first season in 2010. The program, quote, promoted a 15-year-old girl who had undergone a double mastectomy at age 14 and an 8-year-old boy being raised as a girl named Josie. The episode, entitled Transgender Kids, Too Young to Decide, also featured Dr. Robert Garofalo, pediatrician from Chicago. He, quote, advises hundreds of children and their families about gender transitions, unquote, according to GLAAD, G-L-A-A-D, and LGBT lobby group. Garofalo, quote, encouraged parents to disregard medical professionals and give gender-confused kids highly dangerous, off-label hormone drugs and sex change surgeries before they turn 16. Unquote.
We have to interject, Lou, that we've recently given reports that blindness is one of these side effects of something called Lupron, this kind of thing. That's just one of the side effects. Go ahead.
Yes, that's exactly right. Garofalo described his appearance on the Dr. Oz show as a, quote, breakthrough for my career, unquote. Chicago Magazine said Dr. Oz's program, quote, changed the course of Garofalo's career, unquote. And in 2012, Dr. Oz ran an episode entitled The Children of Transgender Families and another episode called Transgender Families, When My Husband Became a Woman. Dr. Oz publicly denounced reparative therapy for homosexuality in 2012. Dr. Oz once accosted fellow talk show host Wendy Williams for choosing not to get an experimental coronavirus jab. Oz, quote, rose to fame in the 1990s as a cardiac surgeon who peddled medically baseless alternate therapies like Reiki, unquote. He has endorsed mediums and lent credence to a spiritist named Jao Teixeira de Faria, who, quote, incorporates spirits into his body to perform spiritual and physical healings, unquote.
Oh, Lou, this is great because you did find some more documentation of his occult leanings.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And this very same farrier that was endorsed by Dr. Oz was sentenced to 63 years in prison for multiple rape convictions. And then from an
article, that was a spiritual advisor?
Well, it was a spiritist who was endorsed by
him,
Dr. Oz, yes.
Wow, you have found some bombshell info. Go ahead.
Just a couple of other things. Now, from LifeSite News on, this would have been May 16th, 2022, also by Raymond Wolf, Oz has connections to the World Economic Forum. He was a global leader of tomorrow for 5 years in that WEF until the year 2004. He has strongly endorsed COVID-19 vaccinations, describing the controversial jabs as a, quote, gift to the world, unquote. And in a 2008 interview with National Review of Medicine, Oz defined himself as not socially conservative. That's in quotes.
We have to stop for a moment there. Would you give us that connection again with the World Economic Forum and the global leader? Because we have to realize that everything everywhere is sold out to this globalist depopulation killing plan. And the World Economic Forum leaders, I think one of them has said that by 2035 you'll have nothing and you'll be glad of it. Just tell us that connection again, please.
Yes, Oz was a World Economic Forum, and this is in quotes, global leader of tomorrow, unquote. That must be a title.
Yes, you know there were other young ones. Trudeau was in that category.
Yes.
Some of these people, graduated into infamy and further depravity out of that.
And this wasn't just a one-year thing. This was for 5 years he was had that title. So those are some of the facts about Dr. Oz.
Again, global leader what of tomorrow?
That's exactly right.
And you see, tomorrow is today. We're now ready, so we're supposed to vote. We ignore all of this documentation about the children. God won't ignore it. If you put your X on the ballot, you are promoting something more than something simplistically told to you. So again, you have to pray to God. You know, Lou and I have both repented personally in our long ago lives when we were teachers. First of all, I have told you about how I was a remedial reading teacher specialist in a little Christian school, and all year long these parents were bugging me about their little son Joseph. What kind of methods are you using, little first grader? Are you really helping his reading? And it was so annoying that my ego took a hit. So at the end of the year, I was so nonplussed when they approached me rather humbly and said, we would like you to tutor Joseph in the summer in reading. Now, this was rather uncharacteristic of me. I'm not Miss Goody Two-Shoes, but I usually am a rather kind person and try to help people. But Satan really took me over, and I was so evil. I said, no, I won't do it. Because, you see, my sense of pride was so important. And this poor little child who could hardly read, what did I do in that summer? Well, I had a heart attack as a young woman. I then found I had lupus. And then I was bedfast all the next winter with a terrible kind of a flu, and I never taught again. I really do believe that God was furious with me. And he doesn't cause evil to come on us, I think, but he allows it when we disobey and we turn defiantly toward him. Yes. And then Lou, at a time that he shouldn't have done this, he was really spouting off his mouth about how he despised some elements of teaching and the kids. They were this and they were that. And he went too far, and I was shocked. And I said, oh, you'll be sorry you said that. See, there was no appreciation of getting a teacher's salary, of leading lives. It was the worst of Lou. And after he said this, I believe this. Maybe he doesn't, but I think he does. God took away his job for 7 years. He made Lou grovel, trying to keep bread on our table, working at Radio Shack, getting almost no salary. And that was during the years that we learned, humorously, but not to the people involved, that some of the men, if they could sell a lot, they could go on commission. And then they might make more money. But at Christmas, Radio Shack reduced their commission. I mean, that's about as grinchy as somebody could ever get. So he struggled, he did some tutoring, he did some home teaching. And finally, when his morale could go no lower, and I think the repentance factor, I know it had kicked in greatly, suddenly a big school district out of nowhere, a connection with an old friend of mine, she was now a secretary in a large high school, she called and asked whether Lou had a math job. And I said, no, no. And I had just commented to my neighbor who was in a wheelchair. Mr. Ron Vickers was his name. He's now deceased. He said, do you think Lou will ever get a job teaching again, Elizabeth? I said, oh, not a chance in the world. Now, here's my point, listeners. God does what he wills. and the things that are impossible he can do. If you happen to decide not to vote for Oz or even the other Democrat, God will not abandon you if you have your faith in him and your life is right. So by this point, Lou's life was right. He had repented, and he was humbly doing his best in all of those jobs, even trying to sell those six cars in a month, and then they let him go. I thought he did a great job. Well, at any rate, that same day I told the neighbor, not a chance in the world from my human vantage point. That call came from a large, large school over across the bay in the suburban Maryland, Washington, D.C. area. Lou went for an interview, and suddenly his ego was greatly improved because the interviewing man said, how did a fish like you get away? Because he saw the record of Lou's master teaching, his wonderful work. And, of course, Lou then got the privilege of 13 years of teaching in that large high school. Our point is that we must keep our lives clean. And, you know, just today we were going to listen to the Stu Peters show, and we were ready to eat lunch, and I was in a hurry. So just as Lou gets the little smartphone on and the intro music is blaring, I said quickly, Lord Jesus, thank you for our food and thank you for everything. And Lou bellowed, be quiet. And I thought, well, what's wrong with you? And he says, that was no way to address the Lord, Elizabeth. That was no kind of a prayer in the middle of all that blaring. And I thought, Lou is so right. And I was glad. He was a spiritual leader of our home at that moment. I was just making the Lord an afterthought. So do you see that we each have to examine our lives every day of our existence? We have to repent. We have to ask Jesus for guidance. We don't tell him what we're going to do. We don't say we're going to make a compromise and you'd better go along with it. You see, that was me not realizing. I'm going to make a quick prayer. I want to hear this program. We'll have this out of the way quickly so I can eat my lunch in peace and listen. The Lord is not an afterthought. He loves us dearly. And if you don't know him, oh, please, please pray to Jesus Christ. Ask him to be your Savior. Tell him you repent of your sins. You know, if they're just scarlet, they're horrible sins, no matter what you've done in life, even murder, he will forgive you if you truly repent on your hands and knees with sorrow and genuineness. He will forgive you. And then you ask him to accept you and take you into eternal life after your death. He will. If he saves you, you will be born again. You will not want to do the things that you did before. If you're one of those people who spraying all those chemtrails and putting all those clouds of poisonous, toxic things down near Lou and me, if you're someone like that, you know, God doesn't want you to be doing that. First of all, some of that toxin is going to come back on you in some way, either literally as you spray or in your life. You're going to pay. We don't want that. We want God to save as many people who will listen, who will repent to Jesus Christ. That's what we want. Are there some more points there about Dr. Oz, Lou?
That pretty well wraps it up. One commenter mentioned that he didn't think he was an authentic conservative. Another said he's like Mitt Romney, a rhino. But that pretty well wraps it up.
I think that it was very significant. And again, we thank you, listeners, for helping us. No commercials that you have to put up with. And you know that Lou and I are honest because we tell you about our flaws. But we won't accept what Google said, that we don't document anything. No, Lou has an advanced degree in mathematics. What is your degree?
An M.A.
And I have a master's degree, too, as a remedial reading specialist. And, of course, I had a college major in French and in English. And I passed my comprehensives. That was 7 hours of written work with distinction. Now, I have to admit here again, I can't speak French fluently. I wish I could. but I could translate it well, and now I'm out of practice. But I had a wonderful Christian high school French teacher, and his name was Frank Landis. And in the middle of World War II, he stopped at a French farmhouse to ask for a drink of water. And they became lifelong friends, he and this family. And much later, their daughter came over to America and was in our high school for a while. Under his tutelage, she learned Spanish, and she got the highest grade, of course, because she already knew French. And she spent one night in our home, and the lights all went out. And we were trying to boil some water. I think she had a little boiler or something on her finger. And my father, in his overprotective way, was trying to tell her he could help with this, he could do that. And then she looked at him, and she says, "I am a French girl, and, you know, I can take care of myself." So we really loved her. We loved that experience. But, you know, all of these people, like Mr. Landis, who have gone on, Jack McClam, the Patriots, Jack McClam, such a wonderful officer there, highly decorated officer, other people, Art Burnclough, head of the Veterans for Constitutional Law. We just loved him, and he gave his life to Jesus Christ, and in the coffin, his wife said it was a miracle. He looked like 58, not 78. Yes, Jesus Christ will do this. And if you would like to keep us on the air, please do help us. We know that God, if his will is to keep us on, he will send us some hundreds of dollars, which we definitely need. And we hope that things will even out a little later on with the sale of a property. And if not that, he will help us in other ways. We need not worry. But what we do need to worry about is whether we are following his will and we are not abandoning his commands to us. We know of another pastor who had very good DVDs, but we were so upset when he basically said, sit in the church and don't get involved with ferreting out the truth about the COVID-19 shot. No, piety isn't going to get it. God told us we have a job, all of us, to stand up against evil. We have to, or we're not real Christians. No, no, and we can't advocate those sanctuaries that are giving the shot. Now, get the word out about these new developments. If you care about your families and your friends, send them to DividedKingdomRadio.com and send us what you can to Luke Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. It's a pleasure to love you all and pray for you and get your wonderful letters and your encouragement and your prayers. God bless you. Good night.